we're going to hear now from Bonnie Walton. We spoke to Bonnie a few weeks ago, and she was one of those people who went through Project Sanctuary in one of their retreats with her family. Her story is so moving. She was so overwhelmed by the work that Project Sanctuary did for her family that she actually uprooted and moved here so she could keep working for them, volunteering, and staying involved. I think you're really going to be overwhelmed, just like we were, with her story.
Bonnie Walton. My husband served in the Army, two tours in Iraq, and then I was his caregiver after he was diagnosed with PTSD. I unfortunately lost him in 2016 to suicide. He was very proud of his service. Things he shared that we shared together when he came back post-deployment, diagnosis through the VA appointments, dealing with symptoms, things like that. There's a lot of isolation issues that civilians don't really so much understand, like just going to dinner. You know, friends invite you out to dinner like on a Saturday night. It sounds great unless you have problems with crowds and you have to have a special seat because you have to have your back to the wall and facing the door, things like that. So a lot of it was an increased startle response. You know, if someone's driving down the road and they see a bag of trash laying by the side of it, you just think it's a bag of trash. To him, it's a danger. And so there's a lot of avoidance of those type of situations. Times where he just felt shut down. I mean, we'd have people over and he would just disappear to the garage because he couldn't take all the interaction and things like that. It was just small things in the beginning. So that's when we looked into diagnosis. From Project Sanctuary, we went to a retreat in 2015. I was in an online caregiver group and someone had mentioned that their family had really enjoyed it. So we signed up. We didn't really know what to expect. He was kind of nervous going in, but once we were there, he loved it. Everyone there understands. They're a lot of military experience. Other families are having the same issues and struggles that you are. And you realize that, you know, there's other people out there that are experiencing this in Project Sanctuary. It opened lines of communication that we hadn't had in a long time. Some things clicked in the classes, and the kids also had classes that kind of mirrored what they were teaching us in our classes, so they got a better understanding of what we were going through. And then just bonding with other families, and you realize that you're not alone in the battle, and it's just a healing environment. There's a lot of programs out there for veterans and things like that, but like in my situation, after my husband passed away, there was nothing. We serve veterans. There was nothing left for the families. I think it's really important to know the whole family serves. And even after they're out of the service, they're the ones to deal with the aftermath, the VA appointments, and everything. So their philosophy is that the whole family serves. And even when my husband passed away, they were there to check on me and call and to see how I was. And I just wanted to be a part of that. And so I moved my family all the way to Granby from Indiana. And I do operations. Well, we always take volunteers to help with the youth program or just bring up groceries, things like that. Also funding, because the retreats cost money. It's more than just giving money. If you saw the impact it had on the military families, I mean, I love going to the retreats. I'm there in the beginning and then at the end, and there's such a difference in those 6 days. The families bonding and just feeling closer together and not alone.
Okay, so that was Bonnie's story, and you and I had the chance to spend some time with Bonnie, and I think everybody's story that we talked to about Project Sanctuary and their experience, was hugely impactful for us. Maybe none more so than Bonnie, who, you know, suffered such a tremendous loss, the loss of her husband, and yet felt so committed to the cause that literally picked up her family and moved to Colorado.
Yeah, which is incredible. It was amazing for us to get the opportunity to just sit down and listen and try to understand a little bit more than we did what people are going through. And from Bonnie there's so much where she would talk about, you know, her husband just seeing the world differently than we do. And stories like that are worth telling. They're worth being heard. And I'm so glad we get to, in some small way, help you hear them as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.